Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Mann again. This is November 1st of 2017, and specifically, I'm addressing this to the residents of Honolulu, Kanahoe, and Wahiawa, Hawaii, but it's generally for everybody. But I want to share with you just one of many, many, many stories as to why I think John Onuma, at the very, very, very least, knows more than he's saying about the disappearance of our friend Kristen Mataferi. Now remember, Kristen was 18 years old, and she was on a summer vacation, basically, in the Bay Area. She's from North Carolina, and Onuma's hometown at the time. She happened to be there. And June 23rd of 1997, she vanished. I'm only using this as a timestamp. It's not in any way connected, but it'll help you realize just how long ago this was. Kristen was abducted the very, very same week that crazy boxing match between Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield took place. Remember when Tyson bit off his ear? We all remember when we heard that moment. But it was the same week that Kristen disappeared. She's been missing that long. And so we need to find her. But anyway, I had gotten an anonymous tip that Onuma was running around with this guy named Daniel Doobie. I don't know if you guys out there know that name, Daniel Doobie. And Doobie was one of the few people on the planet, and I checked this out and I verified it. What I'm about to tell you is true. He went around telling people that he was Jesus, and people were believing him to the point where they were sending him millions of dollars. And he also had a big theft ring going on where he would teach people that stealing people's private property and giving it to him in some way would make Jesus, the Lord, happy or something. So he actually had a ring of thieves going around robbing people's houses and giving Doobie all the loot. And Doobie was taking those assets and he was shipping it to Australia. And I know all this is true because once they realized that he wasn't Jesus, boy, the lawsuits began, and there's just pages and pages and booklets of court cases about Daniel Doobie in Honolulu. And if you go to the library there in downtown Honolulu, in the basement of the courthouse there, you can get all the microfiche. And I was down there for a couple of days just reading through them all, so it's all true. But I got a tip that John Onuma was living all alone in a million-dollar residence in Kanahoe, Hawaii. And so I went to Hawaii and I started passing out flyers in the neighborhood. And lo and behold, I get this email from a property manager. His name was Scott. And he said that we received your flyer. We checked your website. We were horrified. We had no idea that Onuma was this character. And we have evicted him immediately. They said, please do not mention the homeowner's name because we're as horrified as anybody. And that sounded good to me. You know, and I looked it up. The homeowner was a guy named Daniel Doobie and Geraldine Svetanovich. And so when I received this email, I'm like, okay, that makes total sense. So I totally deleted any reference on the website about Daniel Doobie or Geraldine Svetanovich. Now, just so you know, Geraldine Svetanovich is she's a stud. She was one of the founders of Herbalife, multimillionaire, self-made woman. A lot of people come by their wealth by ill-gotten gains. Not Geraldine. She earned it. And but the problem is when you have a lot of money, there's a lot of people coming after you with a lot of different scams. And so her radar is up. She could smell a scam from a mile away, but she couldn't filter out Daniel Doobie because he meets her. And within like a month or two, he marries her. And then she starts signing over all of her properties to Daniel Doobie. Daniel Doobie forgot to tell her something. He was already married to another woman. She had no idea. And in July of 2006, one of the other women that he was married to, or that he had five kids with, I should say, he had five kids with this one particular woman. She was furious that Doobie, who had millions of dollars, wasn't feeding the kids. And Doobie at this time had fled to Thailand because he was under a lot of legal pressure here in the United States. So he was living in Thailand, living a good life. And this woman, Maggie Crane, at the time she was living up in Vancouver, British Columbia, she goes to Thailand to be with him. Because even though she's mad as hell at him, remember, this is a very, very captivating person. And he has an ego that just make people just flock to him. And even though she hated him, she still loved him. It was one of those deals. And so she leaves her kids in Vancouver, British Columbia. She flies to Thailand, and she goes to confront Doobie about helping support the kids. And he tells her to get lost, go to hell. This is at a restaurant. It's called the Whole Earth Restaurant in Thailand, and in a town called Chiang Mai, Thailand. And she goes, I'm not putting up this. She pulls out a gun right in the middle of the afternoon and kills him right there at the restaurant. He actually died out in the street, out in front of the restaurant. He was trying to run away from her. She killed him right in the street. So, but anyway, I say all that to make the following point. I get an anonymous tip, and she said, please do not be fooled by this Daniel Doobie character. Remember, at this time, I'm thinking he's just an innocent homeowner. I didn't realize what was about to unfold, okay? And this woman reveals to me that he'd been arrested by the FBI for a child abduction, spent a couple of years in jail, I believe. He was heavily into porn, and he was, you know, living in Thailand. And do not be fooled to think this is an innocent man. So that got my bells ringing. I thought, what in the heck is John Onuma, one of the prime suspects in the Kristen Mataferi disappearance, doing living all alone in a mansion? I think it was worth $1.4 million. When I say mansion, it was just a really, really beautiful home with a view of the sea, with just a tons of property, okay? But Onuma's living there all alone, and Onuma's got no job. And this is a house owned by Daniel Doobie. So now my radar's up, and I'm really looking into Daniel Doobie, and I'm learning all this information about this guy's he's a cult leader. And if you Google his name, there's plenty of articles out there. Daniel Doobie, D-U-B-I-E. But like I say, he was murdered in July of 2006. And so he's no longer around to tell any tales. But anyway, remember I told you about that Scott, that property manager? Well, he writes me letters, horrified. They have evicted Onuma immediately. Well, about a month later, I get a call from Scott. Or an email, and I called him, and he said Onuma called him, and he wanted to get back into the house. And Scott said, "No way, you're not getting back in the house. Forget it, you're evicted." And he said, "Well, I left my briefcase in the house. I got to go get it." He goes, "You're not getting back in that house." He says, "You tell me where it is, and I'll go get the briefcase for you." He says, "Well, it's hidden." He goes, "Where'd you hide it?" He goes, "Well, if you go up in the attic, you'll find it underneath some eaves." All right. So the next time Scott was over at the property, he goes into the house, goes into the attic. Sure enough, look, just like Onuma said, under the eaves up in the attic, he finds hidden a briefcase. Well, thank God for Scott. He did what you and I would have done. He opens the briefcase. And inside the briefcase, they found articles on Kristen Mataferi. So, and then if you go to findkristen.com, right on the homepage, the first page there, you're going to see that America's Most Wanted video clip. It's only about 7 or 8 minutes. Go watch the whole thing. But what I want you to key in at 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the video. You're going to see Sergeant John Bradley, the lead guy in this case. He said 100% Onuma is connected to that case. They can't prove culpability yet, but he 100% is connected. And they were trying to figure out how to make the ends meet where his connection determines culpability, where they can slap the cuffs on the guy. All right. And part of the issue is, you know, if you're going to commit a crime and hide somebody, it's hard to find a hidden body. It's just hard. It's hard to do it. Okay. Because Onuma's not, or whoever is responsible, they're not telling the cops what they've done with Kristen. So, Sergeant Bradley and Officer Mahaney, they're trying the best they can. But the other issue is, every day when these officers come into work, there's a pile of other cases they got to work. And as good meaning, well meaning as they are, they've got to do what their bosses tell them to do. And they can't work 1,000 cases at once. And the problem is, in this world, there's too many bad guys and not enough good guys. And the days turn into weeks, it turns into months, years, and decades. So here we are 20 years later. But luckily, the internet came along. And it's easy as anything now to communicate with people across the world. So I'm grateful for that. So that's the purpose of this email. So if you know anybody in Honolulu, Kanahoe, Wahiawa, I mentioned those three towns because Onuma lived in those towns. And I am a big believer in something the FBI once told me. He says, people talk. They always talk. So Onuma is running his mouth to some people. So I need to put this information out there so the people that he's run his mouth to, maybe one of them will call me. And you can contact me if you want to remain anonymous. Just don't fill in the name and email. Just leave a message and hit send, and I'll get the message. All right? I thank you again for everybody, and we got to keep on looking for Kristen, and perseverance is what's going to bring that girl home. All right, thanks, everybody.